what they use molasses. Across the border, they use it to make candy.
Well, do you know what the difference in molasses and syrup, or is there any difference? Is it?
I see molasses much thicker, much blacker, and more horrible.
Is it sweeter? Or
yes.
You know, so is it? Do you never eat that though?
No.
What are the seasonings you always keep on your table? What do you always keep out?
On my table, only pepper and salt.
Do you ever keep any kind of hot sauce or anything?
Yes, different kinds. Green chili sauce, jalapeno sauce, tomato sauce.
But you keep all of this?
Yes. Well, plus a whole lot of salad dressings too.
Well, did you ever grow apples here?
No.
Well, sometimes people will take apples and they'll slice them up.
Yes.
And they'll dry the little pieces.
Yes, orejones. Mm.
What do you call those dried pieces?
We call them orejones in Spanish. They're dried fruits.
Have you ever heard a name for that in English?
No, and I always get them for Christmas baskets of those that have the figs, the peaches.
And dried apples too?
Yes.
Have you ever heard dried apples called snits?
No.
And we were talking about the things you would grow on the farm, or the other people might grow in a vegetable patch. So what, did you ever grow a little red hot thing with a little green top to it? Radish?
Oh yes, radishes. We don't grow radishes, but we like them. We use them in our salad. Radish roses. We have a little machine to make roses out of those.
Makes roses out of them?
Yes.
What's that?
I don't know, you just buy, it's a little tool. You run it through the radish and it makes it into a beautiful rose.
And you eat like that?
Yeah. Well, yes, we eat it, but we dress up the salad with it first. And then we have it sliced in our salad.
Well, you told me that you had tomatoes around here and you're cooking. And do you have a name for the small ones, or the little tomatoes?
Yes. Let me tell you. We have the ones from vines, and those ones are mostly neat. They have practically no juice. They're only pulp. I can't think of the name.
Have you ever heard
They're
of them?
Long and red, or small and red. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You never heard them call anything? But
no.
Do you ever call Tommy Toes or salad tomatoes or anything?
Salad tomatoes, we use the word.
Which are these?
For salad tomatoes, we use the ones that never get too red.
Oh, little sort of green ones?
Yes.
What size are they? About 2 inches in diameter. Well, have you ever seen any about an inch or an inch and a half in diameter? What would you call this?
We call them tomatoes.
No
particular name.
What about potatoes? Do you grow any kind of potatoes here?
Yes.
What kind is that?
I don't know. We have the Idaho potatoes and the russet potatoes. Those are the two kinds I know.
Well, if you're having potatoes, if somebody says, what are you having for supper, and you say potatoes, what kind do you mean?
How would I prepare them?
No, which kind would you mean? If you just
probably
potatoes,
Idaho.
That would be Idaho potatoes. How do you prepare them?
French fried in the fryer.
Do you ever have a potato that's sweeter and has a...
Yes, by accident. Sometimes they don't tell you at the store what you're getting.
Well, what do you call those kind of potatoes?
We just call them potatoes. We know that they're not the kind you should fry, but we have no name for them.
Have you ever heard them called sweet potatoes or yams?
Sweet potatoes, that's completely different. Yes, we use sweet potatoes a lot.
What are they?
Yams.
Mm-hmm. Well, which do you call them?
Both. We call them both ways.
What are they? What are they?
Sweet potatoes, they belong to the potato family, except that they're sweet. We bake them, or we boil them, and eat them with sugar and cinnamon. Or you can make them in tarts. In tarts, they're very good.
They sound delicious. Well, if you leave, if you have some vegetables like tomatoes and stuff and apples, and they have my fruit and stuff out here on the back, and the sun gets to them, you know, and you leave them out there, and maybe you're out of town, the skin will
shrivel.
Does that happen very much here? Does that happen in the field and on the farm?
Yes.